This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. It's Usual Suspects. No Joel Blank today. Filling in on the big shows, AJ Hoffman. Welcome to the big leagues, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, seriously, thanks for doing the show. I appreciate it.
No,
when I found out Jerome, did you hear what happened? So Jerome goes to the dentist yesterday, and then apparently he's now got a bum mouth. Like his mouth is blowed up. Like there's something wrong with it. And so he texted Jong about 10:30 today, Nick?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Nothing like waiting till the last minute. By the way, who goes to the dentist on the morning of a show? Well, wouldn't you go after, or maybe Monday when you're not scheduled to do a radio show? Unless this was an emergency.
Yeah. I guess like Jerome thinks of this as like, this is just extra
just
credit.
Him messing around?
Yeah, this is just
he doesn't
around.
Need this radio thing. He's doing his paper thing.
I'll be fine. And then I'll come in and I'll do the show. It won't be any problem.
I just go in and try to make Barry look like a racist, yeah, like he does all the time.
Yeah.
Your Jerome is pretty good. Jerome was supposed to be here. He couldn't. AJ was nice enough to come up early.
But speaking of last minute, I'm like sitting at the Genius Bar, like losing my mind because they're like, oh, we're going to have to completely erase everything on your laptop. And then the worst part is they're like, hey, did you back everything up?
No.
And I'm like, dude.
Who does that?
If I could get into it right now, like if I could, did you back everything up before you came in? I wouldn't be here if I could get in there to back everything up.
That's not how that works.
No,
right?
I can't get in, so I can't back it up. And they're like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. I think Genius Bar is stretching it a little bit.
So you...
Maybe like above average intelligence bar.
You text me and it's like, I don't know what time it is, like 11 something.
Yeah, it was
and you're like,
nut cutting time for sure.
Hey, can you do the show with me today? And I'm like, my stress level's already like a 9.5. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding me.
But you stepped up big, man. This is why you get the big bucks.
Yeah, well.
You stepped up big for me because we're boys. You stepped up big for the station. You stepped up big, man.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, sometimes, you know, you got to do what you got to do, right?
I guess so.
So a couple of texts real quick. I want to get those out of the way. OU Mike wants to know if you're being disciplined. Is that why you had to do this show?
Yes, this is...
he's in trouble.
I had to come in here and do practice reps because yesterday's show was so horrible. They're like, you got to get in the batting cage. And I said, okay, well, where can I go work on my swing that no one's gonna hear?
Oh, ouch, ouch. Oh, I hate you.
And they said the Raheel and Dell show. And I said, I can't get up that early. And then they sent me here instead.
So you were like at the Chuck E. Cheese batting cages, and then now you're at like the Speedway batting cages where you can go like, do a go-kart or whatever when you're done.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, I dig it. So you guys are brutal, man. After Charlie divulged his shoe size, text lines, of course, blew up. Does he really wear a 7.5? Damn, he got a tiny foot. Is he a little person?
I just got the message from my wife.
Okay.
Because I was curious what my 10-year-old son wears.
You're such a dick.
He wears a size 7. So Charlie is beating my son.
By a half?
I mean, listen, no one's measuring. He's winning.
He's when your kid turns 11, he'll probably...
Oh, almost certainly.
I mean,
my kid... Now,
he'll probably
only
have a 7.5 by May.
To be fair, my kid is bigger than the average 10-year-old.
Yeah.
But
now you're a tall. You're how tall?
6'3".
So you're 6'3". So that's taller than average. I mean, average is what? 6 foot, 5'11",
something like that.
So you're taller than average. Is the wife taller than average?
It's like 5'8". So she's probably a little bit taller than the average girl.
Yeah.
Barely.
So he's gonna. That's good. He's gonna be. He's gonna be a tall guy.
Maybe 5'7". I don't know how tall she is.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah, that's probably. I think that's about average for a woman. 5'7". But that's okay because, you know, he's got his dad's height.
She's like 38 double D tall.
That's all you know. You just know how wide her boobs are. I have no idea how short. I didn't even measure that.
Might be 36 double D. I don't know.
That's not what you measured. I gotcha. Charlie shouldn't have said his shoe size on air. Yeah, that's the prevailing theme on the text lines after he said that. Barry and AJ should host more often. You guys are hilarious. Can you guys get Lance, Dell, and Barry Warner on the air with y'all?
No.
It'll be the ESPN Avengers.
We only have four microphones.
And no. What's...
And Barry Warner is here. I'm here today. What do we want to talk about?
If he hears it, he will crash this studio in a heartbeat.
Is he still here?
He might be.
He's like Beetlejuice. Him and Raheel. Shh. If you say their name three times, they just appear out of nowhere. Candy. And Barry appears with no shirt on.
Candyman. Candyman.
I'm here.
It's like Bloody Mary. You close your eyes and spin around in a dark bathroom three times. Barry Warner, Barry Warner, Barry Warner.
Cricket,
there he is.
Cricket Man.
Sure.
Cricket Man. Cricket Man.
Are you going to have like a catchphrase thing like chirp? Is that a goal for you?
I've been doing this a long time. I would have had one by now.
Okay.
No.
What would it be?
I've given no thought to
it. You don't want a catchphrase? Like all the cool kids have a catchphrase though.
What's yours?
Huh?
A lame one.
No, it's suck it.
Suck it?
Yeah. I don't have one.
Okay.
I don't have one. So I just
Joel's catchphrase?
He
doesn't really have one either. The Big Show.
What up, H-Town?
Yeah, that is kind of his thing.
I don't know if that's a catchphrase, but yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of his thing. Damian wants to talk playoffs. I know.
Like playoff sports?
The curse word bracket challenge that I had.
What's up, Damian?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's it going?
What's up, man?
All right, listen, I want to make a quick comment on the NBA playoffs. Let me know what y'all think about this. The format that they have now, you know, with each division or conference winner and division winner, what do you think about this? How about when you get ready to start the playoffs, you have the best record to the worst record, 16 teams, you disregard the conferences and just label all of them 1 through 16, and kind of do it the way the NCAA tournament does. And it's conceivable you may have some Eastern Conference teams playing against some Western Conference teams depending upon the record.
Well, why don't we just get rid of the conferences altogether, like in the regular season?
Yeah, because what would be the point?
And stop having divisions and just let everybody play like a round-robin schedule, play three games against each other or whatever.
Travel.
Well, that,
travel.
Same playoffs.
I could go along with that, too, but then nobody would make any money, and it's all about making money.
Well, here's the other thing. Let's say you've got a first-round playoff series between Philadelphia and Portland, and now you've got these flights going back and forth. It's a pain in the ass for media covering it. That's part of why they do the conferences, too.
Okay, I can get with that. Let me ask you another quick question, and I'll get off the air and listen.
Hurry up.
In the Olympics, they have all the sports covered with the exception of football. Now, just for the sake of conversation, if they had Olympic football, of course, it would be our NBA, our NFL players. How do you think, you know, the selecting of the players would be? Would it be because of the year that they had or because of the caliber of person that they were, you know, throughout their careers? How would those players be put on the team?
They'd be amateur players because there's no way the NFL is going to let their player. The teams wouldn't let their players go and play in the Olympics for some silly gold medal.
No way.
So it'd be like a guys who have graduated college or who are in college and volunteer to do it.
Yeah.
And then there'd be some coach who chooses who makes it.
Ex NFL players or.
I mean, you're going to have some. What are you going to have? Joe Montana out there throwing the football around?
No, you have Johnny Football. Get out there.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, you know.
That guy's not representing our great nation. No thanks. He only represents your nation.
What?
Aggie Nation.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, he does. Nobody in Aggie Nation is really proud or excited
Aggie
about
Aggie Nation
it.
And Cocaine Nation. Your two favorite nations.
No. That's fake news. That's not a... I've never done coke in my life. Yeah. Unlike you...
Look at you right there.
That's Diet Coke.
Oh, it's different?
Get up. Jeez.
Just cut up a little extra?
It's stepped on. It's that Diet Coke is stepped on. All right, we'll be back right after this. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Joel Blank out, AJ in. Along with Nick Sciarra and myself, Barry Laminack. If you want to get in touch with the show, 713-780-3776 is the number. You can call us or text us, 713-780-3776. On Twitter, you can get at us, at AJ is the real, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick. I don't know if AJ's checking tweets or not. I doubt it. He's limited technology-wise. Usually you use your laptop during the show, huh?
Yeah.
For your Twitter and
for
all
everything.
That? Okay. Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like, I'll get text. Every once in a while, I'll get them, but I'm not always looking at my phone, which you and I will text when we're on the air. If you're on the air, I'll text you. If I'm on the air, you'll text me. But we don't always get them. But I did get a text from Fred who said it was an emergency situation for Jerome. So thoughts and prayers to Jerome's mouth. I hope everything is all right. But I figured this would be a great show for the three of us to discuss Conor McGregor. All three of us pretty much into MMA, even though I've kind of got burned out and I don't watch as much as I should or as I used to, but I still, seeing stuff like this, it makes me shake my head. I wanted to get your thoughts, AJ, because yesterday when it all came out that Conor McGregor lost his mind and threw a dolly through a bus window, and then one of his boys smashed the windshield of the bus with a chair, there were punches thrown and employees got beat up. Eyes got cut, knuckles got broke.
Faces got cut.
Yeah, an entire melee situation going on. The one thing I said that I told Nick and Jerome was, this is perfect for Dana. Because Dana's going to come out and say, that's it. We can't have that. He's gone. And then in a year and a half later, he's going to say, well, he's gone to anger management. He's off of drugs or whatever caused it. We're going to welcome him back. And guess who he's going to fight? Khabib. And then they're going to use that video to hype that fight, and everyone's going to make a killing.
Here's the problem, though.
Okay.
This event, UFC 223,
Ruined.
Was trending to be the biggest selling event the UFC's had since UFC 205. So that's, they do about one a month, one pay-per-view a month. Yeah. That's a year and a half. UFC ain't in the business of, when you get a pay-per-view like this with mega fights on it, of just saying, let's just forget this one and play for the bigger one.
No. I'm not saying that this was planned by no stretch, because there are a lot of people that are like, oh, Conor McGregor, this is just a hype machine. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if anyone can turn a negative into a positive, it's Uncle Dana.
Agree.
And he'll long con this. He'll look like he's angry. But the perfect solution to this is these guys fight each other down the road.
Well, that's what I said. I said when Max Holloway pulled out this morning.
Which is crazy.
And not surprising.
It was the commission that.
Yeah, the commission made him.
Yeah, the commission made him because
the doctor said no because
he couldn't healthily cut 20 something pounds in 6 days.
Yeah,
and
makes sense.
I'm not shocked, but that's, and when Khabib said that he was laying around on vacation, and Max said no, I've been training. Mm. If you're training, you're not that far off weight. You're just not, especially for a weight class up from where you normally fight.
Yeah,
Max Holloway normally fights at 145. He had to make 155. And he's 20 pounds from that. If you're 30 something pounds over your fight weight, you're not training real hard.
And then the UFC tries to get Anthony Pettis to step in and fight, to which they can't come to terms on a contract.
Yeah.
So he doesn't fight.
So then
they go to Paul Felder, and he can't fight.
Well, he can't fight because the commission, and this is where the UFC kind of screwed themselves by making up these phony ass rankings.
Yep.
The UFC tried this for about 4 or 5 months, where they had actual MMA media members.
I remember that.
Turn in rankings.
Yep. And they didn't like it.
And then they were like, wait a minute.
You can't put a Bellator person in there.
These guys are making us look bad. They're saying that this guy's better than the guy we want to look better. So they said, you know what? We'll cancel that. We'll do our own rankings.
Yeah.
Which now it's coming back to bite them because New York Athletic Commission wouldn't let Paul Felder fight because he's not in the UFC's made-up top 15 rankings. And now, from what I understand, Anthony Pettis is still potentially in play.
Well, they're going to have to work out the money. That was
they'll have to work out the money. He has come out and said, he tweeted, "I want this fight. I'm hoping we can get it done." The other option, and what appears to be the front runner now, is Khabib versus Al Iaquinta, which is also ironic because Al Iaquinta hasn't fought in over a year because he's been selling real estate. You know why he's been selling real estate? Because the UFC didn't want to pay him. Yeah. He's been in a massive contract dispute for almost 2 full years now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
he's been pretty vocal about it.
Yeah. So now, guess what they're going to have to do if they want him to fight Khabib?
Pay him.
Pay him. Yeah.
Which is the price. Might as well just pay Pettis.
The difference is Anthony Pettis is like 1-3 in his last 4 fights.
Oh, it's not pretty. I think he's worse than that, I believe.
And from a matchup standpoint, There isn't much worse of a matchup for Anthony Pettis than Khabib.
Well, that, you could probably say that about a lot of guys.
About most guys. Yeah. Like, let's say you're a guy who your whole game is predicated on you being on your back and throw, like Brian Ortega, guy who throws up a bunch of triangles and arm bars. You go on the ground, you get taken down, which against Khabib, you're going to get taken down.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you've got a chance there. Anthony Pettis' whole game is involved on punching and kicking you in the face. When you get taken down,
can't do a lot of that.
It's hard to punch and kick in the face when someone's on top of you punching you. So it's but Iaquinta to me is the most interesting matchup they can make. Ironically, the most interesting matchup they could have made would have been Khabib versus Michael Chiesa.
Yeah,
and well, Michael Chiesa's got a cut up face because Conor McGregor threw a dolly through a window. So
I wanted to ask you. I don't think he will get banned, but do you think he should?
You don't think he'll get cut from the UFC
No, I'm being banned
on hiatus or anything like that?
I think he should get banned from combat sports and just all across.
By who?
I think that athletic commission should come together and not let him fight. I really believe that.
I don't think
that's
so.
Going to happen.
I mean, I think let's also put things into perspective for a minute here. Is Conor McGregor really suddenly like the greatest villain in combat sports history all of a sudden?
Nope.
No. Floyd Mayweather beat a woman. Beat multiple women. And he's not banned. John Jones got high on coke and got drunk, hit a lady, a pregnant lady, with his car and ran away from the scene.
Yeah.
And they were like, all right, come on back.
You know what? You take a break. Need a timeout. That's what he got a timeout.
Neither one of them should have not been banned. John Jones or Floyd Mayweather. Like, you don't think they should have been banned?
I mean,
I think if you
think they should have gone to jail. That's the thing. You don't have to ban, but if any of those guys serve time as they were supposed to, they paid their debt to society.
If you serve your punishment.
It's not a debt to the sport. It's the debt to society that you owe.
But here's what I will say. Connor, all this, I've got too much money to fight. I don't need to fight because I've got all this money.
Well,
guess what? You're about to give a lot of money to a lot of different people.
You owe a lot of salary.
Michael Chiesa is going to make more money from getting his face cut up than he would have made had he won his fight on Saturday night. I mean,
and got his face cut up.
Yeah, he's going to get big dough for that. Ray Borg, who got his eyes messed up in that, he's going to get big dough for that. Hell, Rose Namajunas, who suffered emotional damage,
PTSD.
It's 2018. She might get money for that.
Yeah.
So, and a UFC employee got a broken finger.
Knuckle.
He's going to get money.
Didn't Brandon Moreno suffer eye injuries as well?
No, the guy who's fighting Brandon Moreno suffered the eye injuries.
There you go.
So
I did reach out, though, to our buddy Mick and was like, bro, you weren't on the bus, were you? Are you okay? He was like, no, I was on the plane. I was like, it's pretty ugly, huh? He's like, man.
Oh, it's a mess.
Yeah. It's not good.
It's a mess.
I know some people would like to think that, oh, they're just selling fights. The UFC doesn't want this. Trust me. They don't want it to go this route. They don't want it to be this way in the public eye. They don't want the John Joneses hitting pregnant women of the world. They don't want those kinds of stains on the reputation of their organization and the sport. So, no, I don't, you know, stop saying that this was planned because it wasn't.
Ariel Helwani just tweeted, Nurmagomedov versus Iaquinta is all but signed. Sources confirm. Agreed upon terms would be 5 rounds, would be main event, which means...
For the title?
Yeah.
Well...
Well, no, because all main events are 5 rounds.
Here's the thing, though. Al Iaquinta, I think he was 155.2, which I don't think he would be able to fight for the belt. So maybe it's a situation where if Conor wins, or not if Conor, if Khabib wins, he's the champion.
If
Iaquinta wins, he gets to fight somebody for the championship afterwards.
Up to the UFC, basically, right?
Well, it's up to the athletic commission. For title fights, they're most athletic commissions. Okay. You've got to make championship weight.
But, he was still going to fight at that weight.
Yeah.
But it wasn't for the title.
He weighed in this morning, it was 155.2.
Now, it's probably too late now because he's already drank and ate and everything else. But if it would have happened sooner, he may have had the opportunity to cut that extra point,
too. Yeah, and I'm sure they'd given him some heads up that, Max Holloway's going to be off the card.
Yeah.
Iaquinta might have said, let me make sure it hit that 155 clean.
Give me my sweatsuit and what's that stuff with Albaline? I'll knock off 0.2 pounds, no problem. All right. By the way, one more UFC of note or news of the day. Mike the Truth Jackson was officially announced as the next opponent for CM Punk, Houston's own friend of all of ours. I think you've had him on a show before, Nick.
Absolutely.
Mike the Truth Jackson, Dana White said as much. He'll be facing CM Punk. Not sure when exactly that's going to occur.
I think
but
UFC
it looks like
225.
225, yeah. 225. So, all right.
But one more thing.
Uh-huh.
Imagine if Conor McGregor was as interested in defending his titles as he is defending Artem Lobov's honor.
That would be great, wouldn't
we? Wouldn't be having Khabib versus Max Holloway problems.
No.
It'd be Khabib versus Conor.
Or trying to find a main event problems. Yeah, it would be no problem.
He's like, oh, no, I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight. Oh, someone punked out my boy. I want to fight. Get out of here, dude.
All right, up next on the show, the Right Reverend Rob Mungo, our comedian of the day of the week, right here on The Usual Suspects. We'll be back after this. It's ESPN 97.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. No Joel, he is out in today. AJ Hoffman, nice enough to fill in for Joel and Jerome, who had a dental emergency, so thoughts and prayers to Jerome. Joining us on the show now, our comedian of the week, the Right Reverend Rob Mungo.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Rob.
It's great to be here, Barry.
Did you call him the Ripe Reverend?
Right
Reverend.
The Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, how did you get that, by the way?
I became a reverend online.
So you actually like the University of Phoenix for reverends?
Right, it is. It's Universal Life Church. It costs $12.
So wait, so AJ and I could become reverends?
Yeah. I've done over 50 weddings.
Oh, and what are we doing?
In fact, I've done 50 weddings, and I've only had 3 divorces. So I'm better than the Catholic Church.
So you're kicking ass.
Better.
Good. That is good.
You've had less divorces than Fred.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
Wow. That is good.
Yeah. Nobody can make it work here.
And he's had 50 weddings, too. Yeah. So that's he's on 51. Now,
and actually, I bought the title. You can buy a title. You get to become reverend for free. You can buy a title. I bought the title, the Right Reverend, the Grand Revelator.
So you could get your own title?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I wanted to get it on my driver's license, but they wouldn't do it. You're like, Grand Revelator. No, the Right Reverend, the Grand Revelator. They said they would put Reverend, but they wouldn't put the whole
You're
thing.
Like Meta World Peace, kind of.
I'm going to give Reverend Joel Osteen AJ Hoffman.
Yeah, you could.
You should.
Yeah. I like it.
That would be kind of ballsy. Yeah. All right. Now, first of all, we usually run clips on Fridays when we have our comedian of the week. And so I send Rob a Facebook message. And I'm like, hey, man. Link me to some of your clean stuff. He was like,
I looked at three things. I said, let me try it. No, that ain't going to work.
I found a really old video, and I was like, who is this guy that looks like he molested Rob? That can't be Rob.
Did you used to have like a... When
he used to have hair. He used thinner.
No, that wasn't me.
No, it wasn't you?
No, that wasn't me.
You've been bald since you were 9 years old.
I've been bald since I was 19, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, this was 94. You had hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really?
Did you know that video exists?
No.
Yeah. You were talking about How lucky
that's
it would be.
Some great stuff about Clinton.
No, you were talking about how awesome it would be to be Jesus, because then you could just walk around and tell girls to orally pleasure you and call it a commandment.
Man, that's pretty good stuff.
He's like, did I write that?
That held up.
That still holds up.
Yeah.
That still has legs.
Yeah, that's strong.
Yeah, I might open with that.
Put that in your notebook.
Yeah.
Here.
That's got legs.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, well, we'll just bring Rob in and let him talk.
We should have played it. If you could say it, you should have played it.
No, it wasn't that clean. Trust me. It wasn't.
You cleaned
it
up.
Would have sounded like Morse code. Beep, 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 beep.
Right.
Nah, it wasn't happening. I got to tell this story, though, because this is the God's honest truth. So, when I first started comedy, John Wessling gave me one of my first guest sets at a club. And it was you. I think you were featuring.
Right.
And John Wessling was headlining the show. And so I was so excited. Like, the guest set at a club is a big deal for a new comic. So I'm
especially
just
was it a weekend?
AJ, you actually came to my first guest set ever. Do you remember that at Bohemio's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was bad, wasn't it? It was horrible. It's still bad, but at least time. Now I get paid. But no, so this was my first club guest set. And my parents were there, and I told my mom, now listen, the guy that goes up after me, his name's Rob, he's going to say the C word a lot. So she hates that word. Like, that's just, I was like, so just be prepared. Just keep going. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Corn.
Yeah,
totally. Totally that C word. So we get done with the show, and my mom comes up to me. She was like, who is the guy after you? I loved him. He is my favorite. I'm like, he's your favorite? I was on the show.
I'm your
no,
son.
Yeah. No. So when I bring him up like in an open mic, I always tell people my mom's favorite comic is Rob Munger.
I reach across all lines, barriers, age barriers, sex barriers, relations. I reach across racial barriers. People love me.
Do they?
I'm a delight. Yeah. I'm rainbows and sunshine.
Oh, really?
Drink it in, baby.
When she asked, you should have said, his name's Rob Kungle.
Yeah, it would have been quite appropriate, actually. Have you set like a world? Is there like a Guinness Book of World Records of how many times you've said it?
Let's
on
find
stage?
Out. Let's try out.
Let's
on
party
yeah,
right now.
Wednesday at the Improv. Yeah. We're gonna find out.
Now
why wait? Let's do it right here.
I told Nick. What did I tell you when I said Rob's coming on the show? What was my advice to you?
Not to play any of his audio because it's not cleanable.
And where did I tell you to stand?
By the button?
Yeah. I was like, bro, you're going to have to stand by the dump button.
You know, I've worked in mass media before. I've been
so
around.
You know, yeah.
I know the drill. He's getting closer now.
Yeah, he's like, I'll just keep my finger over here.
I'm going to make that kid jump.
It's to my right.
Now, you have a show at the Improv next week, correct?
Correct, next Wednesday.
Okay, how can people find out about the
show? ImprovHouston.com. You can just go there and look up Rob Munger. It'll be next Wednesday, and tickets are available.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show, by the way. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
That.
Yeah.
It's weird how you're on my show.
You know what?
But it's weird that I'm
you
not.
You want to come to a guest set?
No, I'm out of town.
God.
Oh, look at this big talker.
Sorry, I'm touring. What?
Uh-oh.
the old touring?
Yeah.
By the way, here's an
when
inside tip.
When you pull
tip.
Back the curtain on comedians, it's such a petty, crybaby business.
It is. It's horrible.
It is.
I had you on my set, and you're not going to bring whatever.
Actually, I mean, I'm obviously joking.
That's why he brought me on, because just so I can.
Yeah, that's it.
He said, I'm going to sneak attack this son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was like, that's it. You know what? You don't put me on the show.
My mom loves him. Yeah. I'll show him.
Yeah. I do that
show
to
you,
every
mom.
Comic. Every
Here's
comic that comes
comic,
through.
Mom. Listen to the sound check when I just ripped him to shreds.
But
who's your son now, Mom?
Mama Mungo.
All right,
Mrs. Laminack, you're a lovely woman.
This is getting out of hand. Tickets online at ImprovHouston.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
You've got a sponsor for the show. You're like fancy.
Well,
that's why you couldn't get on the show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't
you're
have that kind
nothing
of pull.
To the table.
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, it's not so much. I work with different whiskey groups in town.
Why is that, Rob?
Because of a podcast I do,
which is
it's called the Whiskey Brothers.
And who's on that?
It's myself and Slade Ham and Sam Damaris. Now John Wessling used to be part of it.
Oh, is John Wessling out of the group?
He works. He's on
AJ
the boats
smells
now.
Blood.
Oh.
He's on the boats now. He can't do. He's too big for us.
So was it a big scene to kick him out of the group?
He wasn't kicked. He had to take. He's got a family and stuff. He had stuff he had to do. So it's not
and
a
the
big
rest
deal.
Of
you,
well, podcasting doesn't pay
but
that.
I know,
and there's no money in podcasting.
Slade's always like overseas in all these foreign countries doing jokes. You're telling me that he can find time,
but
John
Wessling
can't.
He's overseas and he comes back and he doesn't have four kids.
He's got like a fish, and that's it.
John, he should have got a vasectomy like 2 kids ago.
Yeah, easily.
But he wanted to name them all after his favorite comedians. So,
which, in hindsight, Cosby.
His daughter named Cosby.
Was a... You know? Looking back on that, it's like naming your kid Adolf now. Yeah. It's like, you know what? That was a poor choice.
We named him after our favorite president, Nixon.
Yes. Now, all right, so who's the...
I do stuff with different... And Old Forester Whiskey is sponsoring it, so they're going to have some pre-show tastings and stuff.
But nice.
So you get there at 7. The show's at 8. Doors are at 7. Get there at 7. They'll have some different samples you can
a little incentive to get there early. Because, let's face it, Houston folks, whether it's the Rocket Games or otherwise, we don't get there early.
Well, also, 8 o'clock, they're going to start charging you for those drinks.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you get there at 7:30, you got 30 minutes of free drinking.
And tickets are $10. So, I mean...
That's ridiculously cheap. Now, I know you have a promo code, right, to save some money?
It's $10. I'm not giving them a 2 for 1.
What are you trying to get?
Cheap-ass Ross.
You want 2 for 1?
Yeah, that's what I did when I had my night. I gave tickets cheap.
That's $10.
Bear is giving his tickets out to homeless guys.
I'm a whore.
I just need people in the seats.
I am a whore, too.
I'm a seat whore. If I can get you in there, I don't care if I'm paying you $2 to go.
I am a whore, too. But they were like, well, we could do it. Like, no, it's $10. If they can't afford $10, don't come. Oh. Stay home.
So
you can watch my special on Amazon Prime for free.
So you're saying your crowd is not poor people. You don't
I have plenty of poor people. Okay. I just don't let them in. They're my fans.
They can wait outside and listen like the next room is having sex in a
hotel.
They're
like a kid watching a baseball game in the 1920s. You know, they're sitting over the fence. Whatever.
Now,
what do you think of Bob McNair?
Wow, smooth Rob.
Oh man, can I talk about that guy for a minute?
Yes, you
what
can.
What a piece of garbage. I mean, all right. Look, say what you will. I'm not here to defend a billionaire.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm not going to. But the only problem I have with Bob McNair, how can somebody be so stupid so many times? How can you want this thing was settled 6 months ago? He had this problem 6 months ago.
Let me introduce you to the president of the United States.
Yeah, exactly right.
Rich old white men, they'll make the same mistake over and over
I envision his secretary or somebody over there in the office, over there in energy going, what is he doing? Somebody shut him up. Was he on a podcast or something?
See, I picture his son being the one, because his son's like the heir to all this.
Yeah.
And I don't know Cal McNair. But I imagine Cal McNair being like a Billy.
That just sounds like a Western folk hero.
Yeah,
it's like somebody fights crime and
I imagine him being like City. Like Arthur or Billy Madison, and like if he doesn't inherit his dad's business, he's screwed.
Can't spell Rurudo.
Yeah. So screwing that up.
Is that a Z? It looks like an Incan pyramid.
So they're like, oh, okay, we're gonna have to take the team away, Bob. And then Cal's like. What the? Cal's like, I've got to learn how to paint. I'm an artist.
All I have are these 600 Jimmy John's franchises now. What am I going to do with myself?
Yeah, he's got to be the most panicked. Like, Dad, come on, man. You're ruining this for me.
And some people, I was talking to somebody like, oh, it's just because you're a Saints fan. You're talking about, I was an Oiler fan. I grew up an Oiler fan, right?
Oh.
Love You Blue was my jam.
Yeah.
So I am Houston proud. And when the Oilers left, I wanted to find a team that would break my heart just as much, and there were the Saints. They took that over for me, and it was fine. And I was going to be a Texan fan until the day they released their logo back in 2001.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not going to support a team that has a jockstrap for a logo. And you look that in your head. That's not a bull. That's a jockstrap.
Kind of,
It is a jockstrap. You can't. You will never unsee that now.
You've ruined the Texans now.
Yeah. Well, that's why I am a Texans fan.
Yes.
I actually have the tattoo all the way through.
Although the most Longhorns jockstrap.
It looks like underwear on me.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, that is the right Reverend Ron Munkle. If you want to go to his show next week on April 11th, you can get tickets at improvhouston.com. Mm-hmm. They're not on sale. You pay full price or you don't go, damn it.
That's right.
It's $10.
It's $10.
Yeah,
don't
$10.
Be poor.
That's right. Hey, thanks for doing this, man.
Thanks for coming out.
Absolutely.
Good to see you.
Rob Munkle, how can they get you on Twitter at Rob Munkle? Any other social media stuff?
Yeah, I'm on Facebook, Twitter.
All right.
Yeah.
Whiskey Brothers, just Google the Whiskey Brothers.
Yeah, you go to praisewhiskey.com.
Praisewhiskey.com. All right, that's
Rob Munkle. And there's no John Wessling to deal with anymore. Yeah. So, hey, cheers. To that.
We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects.
The big show. Hey, what's up, H-Town?
What up, H-Town?
H-Town!
I wanted to do it. I kind of wanted to do it, but that's kind of stealing his thunder, isn't it? Like, that's his signature.
You're part of the big show.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, if...
Now I'm here in the big chair. Hey, what's up, everybody? H-Town, what's up? Yeah, we're lit. We're lit here in H-Town.
No, he's never said lit. Well, Joel has never said lit.
Although, seems like a Joel thing to say.
No. No. Why? Why?
I just like to charge him up.
He's probably listening right
of
now.
Of course he's listening.
I hate AJ. I can't wait to get back, and I'm going to dog the crap out of him. I'm surprised, though, because, like, when you start the blitz, like when I filled in a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
We did the blitz.
Yeah.
You didn't start it off, welcome to the greatest show in the known universe. You were hey.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna do his thing.
Hey now.
Yeah, you do that. Where does that come from? I've always been curious.
That's from
Edward R. Murrow?
No, Gary like, Shandling.
Gary Shandling?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was his old show on HBO. The Larry Sanders
Show. Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah, the Larry Sanders Show.
Yeah.
He used to do that to start his TV show?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Didn't know that. Look at me. I'm learning something new every day. Have you seen the, they did a, I guess a biography or something or a documentary on Gary Shandling?
Yeah.
You a big fan of his?
I haven't watched it yet. Yeah.
I've heard it's good. I've heard it's really good.
I've been watching the Rajneesh documentary.
I'm not all the way through it. I'm one or two episodes.
Did you know it existed?
No, I had no idea. And I'm where they're just now moving to Oregon.
Yeah.
And they're starting to build their camp, and that they keep accusing, like, they're making that one lady look like the bad guy.
Yeah.
And then
Sheila.
Yeah, but they're making him look like he's just, oh, hello. Like, he does his little hands everywhere he goes and his 57 different Rolls Royces. It's like, that dude's touched some people inappropriately. You don't have that many Rolls Royces. So I don't know how it ends, but I heard you and Fred talking about it.
Had you ever heard of this before, the documentary?
Nope.
He doesn't even know what the documentary is, do you?
No.
You
don't have Netflix?
I do, but it's really like a waste of money, man. I barely, like, I just started watching Punisher.
You watch a lot of sports, huh?
Kind of.
Like, I always see every game, you're always at the game.
Yeah, I'm at a lot of games.
Why do you go to all those games? What do you get out of that?
I don't know. I feel like
he's growing as a brand.
Yeah. Massive brand.
How's that working?
It's working okay.
What brand are you growing exactly? Twitter followers?
Twitter is probably the only thing that I have success with.
What are you up to?
Rockets, Astros, and then when the Texans
come. No, I mean, what's your follow count up to?
1,700.
1,700.
Yeah, from 200 a year and a half ago.
I don't know what my Twitter account is. But I don't go to any games.
Yeah, but you've been on the air for like 15 years.
Exactly. That's not fair to compare it that way. You get three hours a day. You have the number one rated show in the city. You get drive time. I mean, that's going to happen. You're just naturally going
to
pick up.
I'm just saying, I don't know that going to games is going to get you Twitter followers.
I mean, I don't just tweet about games, though.
No, he doesn't.
Pretty much.
No.
No, not really.
And on Instagram, too, all I ever see from you is just pictures of you at the game.
Post-game video. But a lot of people want that. And food,
wants that?
I don't. A lot of people do. It wouldn't be a thing.
Pictures of food and beer.
I got pictures of food.
He talks about how sausage has a snap to it or something.
Yeah.
Where did you hear that? What does sausage have a snap? What is that? Is that like when you break the skin when you're... Really? Yeah. That's a thing?
You like mushy sausage where you don't snap?
I just like to eat. I almost cursed right there just because when we hang out, we'll cuss a lot, and I almost just was like, said the F word. I just want to eat a sausage like just normal. I don't have to worry about snapping.
Care. You don't like it when you hear that?
No.
I love it.
That's just like eating. Like, I don't know. You've had sausage like it was a wine or something. Like,
no,
you had like
say,
these,
you're
it's got like, notes of pork and turkey
sometimes.
And hoof and whatever else is in sausage.
But if you ever had like mushy sausage that just squishes in your mouth,
I mean,
that's no good.
That's just undercooked, right? That's
all not that necessarily. Is. It's all about the casing that you use too.
But no, I've never had something like a hot dog. Too. Like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you bite into a hot dog, there's no snap.
Yeah, I'm not, but I don't care.
You don't
still
care.
Delicious.
Hot dogs are gross.
I'm with you.
Wait,
I can't believe you eat hot dogs.
You eat disgusting. Sausage, but you won't eat a hot dog. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is kind of the same thing.
It's the same exact thing. It's just hot dogs don't have a snap. They're like the ghetto phallic symbol food. They don't have snap.
You
they're
really?
They're the poor person's sausage. Like,
yeah,
it's delicious.
That's like saying.
So you don't eat beanie like you don't eat like the Vienna sausages?
No, not the, since I was like seven or eight.
Oh, that's delicious. I guess you're gonna hate on spam now.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Jerome told me yesterday.
Do you eat bologna?
We had this discussion yesterday. I was just about to tell you. My wife loves fried bologna. She'll buy a pack of Oscar Mayer's bologna, and then she cuts little lines on it so it doesn't bubble when you put it in the pan. And she'll have a fried bologna sandwich. I asked her, is this like a Mexican thing? Is this a Hispanic thing? She was like, kinda. But I think more people eat fried bologna than you imagine. Because Jerome yesterday, he said that the barbecue, like the go-to barbecue thing in Tulsa, barbecued bologna.
Ugh.
It's just this big log of bologna that they grill.
I think it's white trash do it too.
Yeah.
So
it's just across the board.
Yeah. Like if you.
Oh, wait, did you just call my wife white trash?
No, I'm saying as well.
Oh, as well as yeah, like brown trash.
Yeah. Hispanics, okay. Blacks, and trashy
black
white
trash,
people.
Brown trash, white trash.
Yeah.
They all eat
bologna.
Gotcha.
But like you saying a sausage is the same, like, you know, good sausage is the same as a hot dog is like saying bologna is the same as salami or prosciutto. There's different levels to lunch meats. Bologna's like bottom of the barrel lunch meat.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it doesn't make it not delicious.
If you don't mind the bottom of the barrel, have your bologna hot dog sandwich.
They get diesel fuel from the bottom of the barrel. That's how America runs, you know?
Yeah, well, I guess so.
I don't know. So you said you don't eat hot dogs. You don't eat bologna either, Nick?
No. Well, not. I don't even like looking at it.
Yeah,
really?
Or the smell. I don't like it.
Oh, you would hate our house then. Because when my wife, I swear, I'm like, are you pregnant? Because she goes off on a kick where I got to have fried bologna. Just like, oh, that's not my thing.
We were talking about barbecue bologna yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Jerome.
Like smoked bologna?
Yeah, in Tulsa, he said that's the thing. They'll take like a big hunk of bologna, like not sliced, just this big.
Like a brisket.
Yeah, and just barbecue it. And it looks like it's weird. They cut it real thick and it looks like a pineapple, like a bologna pineapple.
Oh.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting, but I might try it in Tulsa just to see what it's all about.
That's why I don't go to Tulsa.
Yeah. You wouldn't try it? I mean, did you just say you ate something weird yesterday or at the Tastemakers? It was like squid ink?
Yeah.
But you won't eat barbecued bologna? But you'll eat squid semen.
I know what bologna tastes like.
Well, now you know what squid semen tastes like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Okay. Fort Worth Jay, we see you. We'll get to your call right after this. This is Usual Suspects. We'll be back shortly. ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.